None of us came here to be upright. We're all here to be on the floor. Yeah. Poor Shirley over here is going to bust a hip. What are you talking about? I didn't come here to move.
This is the After Party with Big Party and Molly, where we overshare for entertainment and call it healing. Welcome to the After Party.
All right, welcome to the After Party. All right. Make sure you like, review, follow, wherever you're listening or watching. Very important to us for the survival of the After Party. We got some fun stuff coming up that we haven't, it doesn't really affect you guys as much as it affects us, but we'll fill you guys all in later. And that's another one of the reasons why the After Party was created independently by Molly and I. But if you want to reach out to us, then you know the gig. It's bpscrasher@gmail. Also 402-915-0962. We do full disclosure on this show of everything. Yes. We're transparent as you can be. We spend a good part of our careers being forced not to be transparent. And we're not going to do that anymore. So this is our own gig. This is what we do, and we do it for you guys. So thanks for being a part of Crasher and hanging out. I just convinced Wyleen to do a casserole.
Did you?
Yeah.
So we just talked about this. You're rolling off a Monday show. I had a girlfriend, a lady dinner, and it was a casserole party. And let me just tell you, if you want to see a bunch of girls be uncomfortably full, go ahead and throw yourself one. You try to manage it. You try to just take of each one, but then you realize you're like, well, that was really good. Like, I want to go back for another scoop. And then next thing you know, you're like double plating. And then there's a salad, but everybody's like picking at the salad to like maybe have some roughage.
Yeah. Convinced her before it was pizza to burgers and I just anything with tater tots. And then as I explained to her what's going to be in it, I said, this is what we'll do. We'll get some noodles. I got to go get the noodles. And then I'll make an Alfredo. That's the number one thing that got her. Uh-huh. I'll make an Alfredo sauce.
She does love your Alfredo. She's like, okay.
Yes. And I'll add some of that whatever cheese on top. And then what we'll do is, and I've heard myself saying this, we'll put tater tots on.
She's like, Jesus. So it's got noodles and tater tots? You're like, yes. Brilliant. And you're like, and the whole thing will be white. Yes. That's the other thing that you notice when you're cutting into these casseroles. You're like, this is some really beige food. Like, there's not a lot of, like, I had green chilies in mine.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Barely. Like, see, it was like, put it in there with the sour cream. Like, voila, something green.
Yeah. See, I'll dump some mixed veggies in there or something like that.
Look at you.
You know, to add a little, you know.
Making an effort. You know.
Well, this is what's difficult about it. They're gluten-free noodles, right? Yeah. So if I cook the noodles and then make the sauce and put it all in there in the oven and let it cook, those noodles are going to, they don't hold like regular noodles.
Uh-huh.
Right? So I'm going to have to cook everything a la carte, slam it together, put a top on it, and then brown it, and then just eat it like that. I don't know
like
what else to do.
Like broil it. Yeah, I see what you're saying.
Yeah. So there's the difficulty. And I almost pulled the trigger off of not doing that as soon as I was talking to her about the process that I have to go through.
You're like, Wyleen, I'm moving a lot of steps to make this casserole happen for us. She's like, for you. You came in hot with casserole. We could have had takeout pizza.
Yeah. Well, pizza's still on the menu. Pizza's still on the menu. So
wait, pizza and casserole?
No. I'll do pizza alone. I'll pick one or the other. I'm so excited because whenever we do pizza at the house, I make the dough, make the pizza crust. It's all for her. But it's not the same thing for me when I don't have to eat gluten free. So I don't bring gluten pizza in the house.
Okay.
Because of cross contamination possibilities, and so therefore, with this whole thing of her dad giving her some cash saying, just go buy Mike a pizza, is amazing. So I'm like, that's all I can think about. I'm like, what a great man he is. So I'm going to actually bring gluten pizza into the house. I just don't know where to get it.
Yeah, where do you go?
There's Mama's. Mama sounds good. But you know what? I'm also a pizza. I don't mind that pizza.
Don't waste it on something like that. Don't.
Okay.
Go with, what is it? What's your buddy's place?
Oh, down there at, now you got to. Dolomiti.
There's Dolomiti, but then what's the one on Center that you went to for lunch by yourself and you said it was really good? Wasn't that Paisano's?
Oh, Paisan's. Yeah, Paisan's Pizza. That sounds like a good one too.
But that's another one.
But Mama's Pizza is very, it's just good. I mean, it's all great, but it's just kind of what I'm looking at. What's that square pizza that you guys all eat?
Detroit style?
No, not Detroit style. The brand, the name of the company, the restaurant that's down there on Leavenworth or whatever. You guys eat there all the time. No. La Casa.
Oh, La Casa.
Yeah. There's a La Casa out west.
I didn't get it last time. It was closed over New Year's and I was
devastated. Oh, was it
really?
Yeah, there's one out west.
Yeah, because they take off. They work so hard over the holidays that they take time off. But if you don't think that I'm not going when I'm home, when I'm there for spring break, dude.
Yeah, I can't tell if, I don't know if the La Casa out west is the same.
It's not.
As good. It's not.
Not the same oven. Not okay. That old oven.
Okay.
I mean, people say it's the same. Maybe I'm just crazy, but I'm like, it's different.
It probably is. Because they said the same thing when Mama's...
West opened?
The West one opened. I don't know what the deal was with that was. It seemed like it was like a family argument or something, and they ended up splitting or something like that.
Oh, okay.
But they couldn't get their pizza down because of the pizza oven. And you know, because they cook the pizza, like you said, in a specific heat. And if it's a different type of oven, it's a different product. Right? I'm guessing that's the reason why.
I mean, ovens, you know, like you feel like, you know, you cook in different ovens and you're like, I don't know how this oven cooks. I mean, think about that.
Yeah.
When you're using like an oven at an Airbnb, you're like, I don't know. This is like Wild West. I have no idea. I've never cooked in this oven before. So you're just like figuring it out.
Yeah, it's probably different. We didn't bring up Lent, by the way. We did, but what are you doing for Lent? I need to ask. I don't do anything, so.
I'm adding something. So I am making this, I cannot drink unless I work out.
Okay. All right. I laugh.
So either I'm going to really be working out a lot this Lent or I'm going to be pretty sober.
Oh God.
So like I had that girl party Saturday night and I had to, like, I had to work out in order to like, yeah, to go. And
then, I like this.
Yeah. So here's the thing. So Thursday night, we went and saw Jim Gaffigan at the Chicago Theater downtown.
Okay.
It was amazing. And we went out to dinner beforehand. And the waitress comes over and takes our drink order. And I'm like, I'll have a Diet Coke. Peter's like, what are you talking about? Like, what do you mean you're getting a Diet Coke? And I was like, I didn't work out today. And he's like, but come on. I was like, it's literally Thursday. Like Ash Wednesday was yesterday. Like I didn't work out today. I don't get to drink. And he's like, damn, like you're really doing this. I was like, yeah. He's like, I don't think I've ever been to a restaurant where you didn't
have a drink.
Have a drink. I was like, well, that can't be true.
Yeah.
We went out when I was pregnant.
Yeah, yes, you're right. So did Peter have a drink then or did he hold...
No, so then
you.
He's like, all right, I'll get a Coke too. Like he was really sweet. Like he's like, I'll get a Coke too. So I mean, he didn't drink. So yeah, I was like, what's our bill like? He's like, a lot cheaper.
Yeah. Tons cheaper. Wow, way to stick
two of us
with
not
it.
Drink it. I know. Well, that was just that was the day after Ash Wednesday.
Ash Wednesday.
I can't.
That's too soon.
I worked out on Ash Wednesday.
Okay. And you had a drink.
Peter was making scampi. And I was like, I can't not, like, he needs to open a bottle of white wine to make the sauce, but he just uses like a cup of the white wine. And then I was like, well, that is just.
Yeah,
sad.
What are you going to do then? So
like, then you got to. So he's like, well, you got to work out. I was like, fine. And he was all thinking that I wasn't going to. And then next thing you know, I'm pouring myself a glass of wine. He's like, did you work out? I was like, I did.
So how long of a workout is this?
When 30 minutes.
You have to do a 30-minute workout. Okay.
30-minute workout.
Molly, that is ingenious. That is a great idea. So that we'll should see. Be just carried on through the year.
Well, this is the thing, is that I was trying to think of something where, you know, you give up chocolate and after 40 days, you're just housing candy bars, right? Because yeah, you've been right. without for whatever.
Yeah.
Or you give up booze and then the minute you get to Easter, you're like tying one on because you just spend 40 days. And so realistically, I'm never going to not eat chocolate again. I'm never going to not drink again. So I was like, well, what's something that after 40 days would actually build up a good habit? You know what I mean? Something like, okay, what if I just really made a go at this? Now, whether or not I'm actually going to do it after Lent, I don't know. But I mean, I'm going to be testing the limits. I mean, I definitely, like, because we're traveling and I know I'm going to drink. And so I'm like, how have I got to get like a 30-minute, I mean, a 30-minute walk counts.
Okay.
You know, I mean, that's 30 minutes of cardio or whatever. 30 minutes of movement. Like I did yoga the other day, my gentle yoga.
Okay.
Love that place.
Yeah, so do the old ladies.
Love it. At one point they were like, get up off the mat. I was like, off the mat? None of us came here to be upright. We're all here to be on the floor. Yeah. Poor Shirley over here is going to bust a hip. What are you talking about? I didn't come here to move. I was so annoyed.
Yeah,
and my back hurt afterwards because they had us do all this like downward dog. I was like, what are you doing?
I thought it's gentle yoga with old ladies.
It was. They're like, this is just take it easy. And I was like, take it easy means staying on the mat, Marie.
Marie. Marie.
Marie.
Yeah.
She's leading the exercise, having us stand up.
Every Marie that Marie I've met has been kind of mean like that, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
I don't know why. That's why I got triggered when you said Marie.
Marie, you're like, oh, no.
Yeah.
Marie's usually gets it. She's the usual instructor, which means, you know, like that's the thing. And I mean, I get it. Like, she'll be like, use the strap. And I'm like, well, that's fine because I don't want to touch my toes.
Okay.
So instead of like stretching and being able to like, I'm not very bendy. Like I'm just not very bendy. And so instead of having to like grab your foot, you can use the strap and just hold it. And you're like,
Oh, okay. I see. I'm not very bendy either. I'm not a bendy guy, but I do love this whole idea though of working out 30 minutes before you can have a drink.
Think about what the Adonis you would be by the end of Lent. You would be like so fit.
I might steal this. I might steal this because I drink every day.
Well, this is the thing is that it really does like it really does give you like one of those things where like I would love to have a glass of wine tonight, but I don't think I'm going to work out. So it's like, I guess not.
I guess not. Yeah, I know. You know, that's the thing about getting older. Your workouts change. Mm-hmm. If you know what I mean, they get easier, meaning not as intense.
Yeah,
like I wouldn't gentle yoga. Yes. The other day I saw online these people that are just waving their hands up. That's like, this is how you do it if you're not working out. And these guys are all fit. And then they do the twist and then they're just lifting their leg up, you know, doing X amount. Yeah, I went in the living room and I started doing it. I'm like, this is what I need to do. But then I realized if I don't stretch first, I'm going to pull a muscle.
You're like, oh, I think something feels tight.
Yeah, that's the thing about
the burn.
Yeah, feeling the burn. I might throw the. I'm not going to say anything to the sweet Wileen because of the fact that I don't want to be held
she'll
to
make
it.
Make you stick to it.
Yeah,
you're like,
she'll
okay,
make
let's
me stick
do it.
To
you're
it.
Like, all right, well, that was a good idea when I was sober.
That is nice though, because like if I take the dogs out, you know, when we take the dogs out for a walk, sometimes you know she wants to let's go take the, if it's nice out, and I'm like, I don't want to go do that, but then I realize I'm being a child.
Like,
and it's 20-minute walk. It's a 20-minute
there
walk.
There you go.
You know, that's all it is. And I always feel great after it. So
you win. Yes. The dogs win.
We all win. Hey, I got some A-list real quick, and then we'll get to we have some questions. We had segments just like the Big Party Show. Everything kind of melds informs into, how would you say that, Molly? It just kind of forms into what it's going
to
be.
Free flow, but like we have like stuff that we like to talk about, so we make our way to it.
Yeah, for sure. All right, so Cardi B, she had announced that she's removing her butt plants after her tour. I didn't realize she had an actual butt implant. I thought that was something else. She said she's heading to Colombia to get it done. Wow. Yeah, so yeah, I guess her butt, she's just tired of her big old booty. So she's removing it. Butt implants.
What happens to all that skin?
I you know, she's got all the money. I'm sure they can just tighten it up.
I know, but that's got to be pretty banged up. I mean, you can't stretch it that far for so long and just have it. I just think, well, plus the recovery time on that.
That's what she said. She said the reason why it's after a tour, and that's what people were saying, that the recovery time is so long that she has to take a break. So everyone's like, all right, so if you don't see her around for like 3 months, we know what happened. She got a littler butt. I just don't know how big those implants are because she's got a big old booty. You know what I mean? Yeah. I don't know. I've heard of them before, but I don't even know what they're made of. Are they made of?
I think it's
of
the same stuff as boobs. I think it's like silicone or saline. I mean, it would be the same, probably silicone though, because it would need to be firmer, but I would think it would be the same kind of concept where it's like, you know, when you get implants, they're like those bags. You know, you can pick different size bags. I would imagine that it'd be butt-shaped implant
like round.
Bags. Yeah, or bags. Whatever. Yeah.
And you'd have to sit them down. I mean, I figured they'd be hard.
Well, the thing about it is I saw something. This reminds me, like, I saw, like, a documentary or something about when you go to places like Colombia or whatever, they have these special, like, special housing for your recovery time.
Okay.
Because
it's involved. A long time. Yeah.
Well, no, like you have to have like staff. Like, because you're going to have tubes coming out of you. You're going to have drainage. I mean, it's a surgery. You're going to have all this stuff. It's not like you hop out the door and go home and hit a couple
of set
and call it a day. Like, she'll have to lay on her stomach for like a week.
Gosh, can you imagine?
Like, she won't be able
to move. Crazy.
Like, it'll be like somebody feeding her through, like she won't be able to like sit up and eat. Like, it'll be somebody feeding her. Like, it would be almost like a massage table where you put your face through there.
Okay. Yeah.
And so that would be the thing. Like, there's a TV down there, like an iPad or whatever. Cause like you have to stay flat. You can't move.
You can't move. God, Molly, what about things like, I know you can't sit, but how do you use the restroom at that point? I wonder.
I mean, that's the other thing is that like you probably have
like a tube. Does that exist?
Yeah, probably like some kind of tube or I would think that they give you a catheter.
Oh my God.
I mean, you wouldn't be able to wear a diaper. You couldn't have anything covering it. But the other thing is keep in mind, she's got kids.
Yes, she does.
So
she does.
Somebody's got to take the kids for like a month.
Or longer.
She wouldn't be able to like be active or do anything. I mean, she wouldn't
be
able
kids?
To parent.
Are they little kids? Okay,
she wouldn't
they
be able
are.
To parent. You can't parent when you are literally vertical or horizontal like the entire time.
Gosh, I can't even.
That's
the things
terrifying to me. I don't. There's no thing in my body that I want that bad to go through that.
No.
You know what
not
I mean?
At all.
Like, there's nothing that there's no like as much as it'd be great to have, you know, crazy abs or like a perky butt or whatever. Like, I can't imagine paying someone to make me hurt that bad.
But isn't that that's the ultimate? That's like the ultimate vanity thing. Like, I just read, and I don't have it in front of me. We'll hit it up on Wednesday. But these kids, these younger men, are getting lengthening.
Yeah, you were saying that they were getting like penile implants or doing something where they were
This one's for their legs.
Oh yes.
To make them taller. It's such an involved deal, and we'll hit that on Wednesday.
Shatter your legs. And like put rods in or something. It's like, oh, it's like the stuff out of sci-fi nightmares. I'm like, nobody.
Why? Just why? I mean, how short do you have to be to go, I'm sick of this? Plus, it costs a ton of money. It just cost a lot of money to do it. And what's involved, I was just horrified. The amount of paint that must be, you know. But then again, I don't know. Maybe you're that short. Well, you're just sick and tired of being short. Short, rich dude.
I don't know.
So it's men. They're young men. That's what they're doing to get taller. It's all because it can, you know, they want to be able to, you know, maybe women, maybe it's women's fault. They won't date them. But I think I'd look past the height. If you got women not interested because of your height, there's more to this.
Yeah, I was going to say. I mean, at that point, you're like, really? You met your magic person? And they're like, sorry. Like, then it's not your magic person. They're like, if only you were taller. It's fine when we're sitting.
Yes. But when you're
When we go to dinner, I've never been more in love in my entire life. When he stands up to get the door to take me when we have to go home and he comes up to my navel, then we've got a problem.
Yeah. I mean, I remember a friend of mine, she would only date because she was taller. She would never date anyone shorter than her. And she must have been, I'm guessing, about 6'3".
Oh, wow. Yeah. She was really tall.
And she was single for a long time. And what I told her is, I said, you know, you're limiting your options by saying you're only going to date people 6'4" and up. I'm like 5'11". At least that's what I tell people. Mm-hmm. And she didn't care. She's like, I don't care. This is what I want. I'm like, okay, sorry. Maybe I was trying to date her because I'm 5'11".
You're like, come on, give us little guys a chance. She's like, why don't you lengthen your legs and come back and we'll have a conversation.
Yeah, climb up that tall leg. Jeez. All right, we got this new segment with the After Party. So if you have any things that you want to duel out to us, need an opinion on or anything like that, feel free to reach out. It's bps@gmail.com. It doesn't have to be anything, a relationship. It could be work. It could be neighbors. It could be anything like that. So yeah, please do. And here's one.
We'll give you the best/worst advice that we have to offer.
Absolutely. All right. This is by Confused. Actually, she sent it over to us. She said, my husband keeps tilting his phone away when he texts. He says it's work stuff. Am I crazy for wanting to know who he's texting at 10:47 PM? Or should I just mind my own business?
Lady. Buddy, unless he's like a CIA agent, what possibly high sensitive stuff could he be texting? You know what I mean? It's like, unless he's somebody like the president, where you're like, I bet you probably did get some, like there was like a spaceship that landed and nobody can know about it. And it's 10:47 at night. Like, I get it. You're POTUS.
Yes.
But guy that works at Best Buy. No.
10:47.
Super suspect.
Is it? I would guess so.
Who are you texting?
I'm guessing if Wylene was getting messages like that in text, I'd have to say something like, who are you texting? You know,
it's normal to anyway. Like if we were in bed, which.
But if you said it was like, work stuff. Oh, it's just work stuff. Don't worry about that. Molly, like, just lay down.
I'd be like, what work stuff? Like we had a whole evening. You didn't mention any crazy fires you had to put out at work. And plus, you know what your spouse does for a living. You're like, really? Work stuff. You barely work when it's 9 to 5. Now you're telling me it's 10:47 and suddenly you're on the job.
She said that he also recently started leaving his phone screen down instead of face up. That's apparently during the day. So is he hiding something? my God.
Well, and here's the thing. It might not be that he's like texting. I mean, he could be doing anything.
He could
be gambling.
Oh,
you know,
I mean, it
doesn't necessarily have to be there's another woman. Like he could be up to something else, like that he's not supposed to be into. Or, I mean, you know, it's like some crazy Discord group that keeps blowing him up. You're like, what Discord group are you on? Like, don't worry about it.
But like, what about leaving the phone down? I leave mine down all the time.
I usually leave mine up.
You do.
But it would not be a big deal if I put mine down. A lot of times I'll put it face down when I'm trying to give my full attention to somebody.
Yeah.
Like, let's say we're at dinner and I'm texting and then it's like, all right, phone going down. You have my attention. What? Make it good.
Yeah.
Because there are a lot of reels that are pretty interesting right now.
I know.
Can I have your attention, please? The waitress would like to take our order. I'm like,
I keep mine down. I don't even know why. And I think the sweet Wylene does too. I'm going to pay attention to that. I don't think that's suspect by doing that. I don't know why I do it. I'm just doing it. I just put it down like that. Does that ever bother you when you're sitting like at a restaurant or whatever? And I notice this sometimes when there'll be more than, maybe that's a couple. Anyway, like the woman or the man will be, or even a friend will be on their phone answering a text. Mm-hmm. While the other person is sitting there side-eyeing it and looking down at it. Have you ever seen that?
Mm-hmm.
I find that so incredibly rude. I don't know why. It's like,
yeah, I'd like to say that I'm not guilty of that. I'm sure Peter's like, oh, buddy.
Yeah.
I probably have, where it's something where you're wrapping something up. Like, I've been walking into restaurants where I'm texting someone and it's like that last little thing where you're like, listen, we'll solidify the plans. Like, I'm somebody where I text more than talk on the phone. So I'm making plans. I'm coordinating things. I'm doing all that kind of stuff. And sometimes you got to like, just one more thing. Like, I just got to get this, like, whatever.
But what about that person sitting next to you looking down at your text? That's what I'm talking about.
Like, here you go. I've got nothing to hide. Here we go. I'm talking about you. Yes. I'm saying you're annoying. Do you want to see the text? He's driving me crazy. Crazy emoji.
It's such a weird deal. It's a weird deal to be at the same table because everything just kind of gets awkward a little bit, it seems like. Because I'm watching it. You know,
my husband, Peter, he's totally phone clueless.
Yeah.
I never see him on his phone or doing anything.
Really? That's awesome. Wow.
He's just not a phone. Like, he's not. I'm the one where I'm like, it's on the table. I'm like, getting a little itchy. I haven't looked at it in a little bit.
It's like itchy.
Hold on. Let me just see. I'm
itchy.
Text message. Got to return.
God, I watched this.
We're still at dinner. He is still annoying
me.
Exclamation point sent.
I'm trying to get better at that, putting the phone down and watching a movie. It is so incredibly hard. It really is. I watched this one called The Long Walk. Have you seen that out there yet? The Long Walk. Definitely go look at that one. And then The Dead of Winter with Emma Thompson. You got to watch that
one. Peter watched that last night. He said it was terrible.
He did?
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe I don't know.
I haven't watched it, but he's like, she's trying to do this Minnesota accent.
That was bad.
Okay, because that's what he was just like. It was terrible. I was like, oh, okay. Well, I was busy eating my weight in casseroles, so I didn't see it.
The Long Walk is good. I think we rented it, so it must have been on Amazon. It's like $5.99 or whatever the case is. And we don't rent movies very often. We just kind of wait it out. And I'm like, let's just sit down and do this. And basically, it's just about a traditional thing every year. These people get picked, kids or whatever, of a certain age to walk. So they got to outwalk each other. And the last person gets one wish and then that wins and just a buttload of money. I'm not going to tell you anything else. You got to watch the rest.
What happens to the kid that loses? You're like,
there's a lot of them. There's like 30 kids or something that start the walk. But when you're watching it, you're like, I mean, my mind, I'm like, well, this is going to end in overnight. I mean, how long can you possibly walk?
You can walk a long time.
It was like 6 days. They're still walking. Remember, you got to walk 3 miles an hour and up. You can't stop. When you slow down, you get a warning. If you don't pick it back up, you get warning 2. And then after a few seconds later, there's warning 3. And if you get past warning 3, then they hand you your ticket and you're done. Well, they say give you a ticket and you're done, whatever. But and then remember, 5 days, there's things like I got to use the restroom, all kinds of things.
You just pee while you walk?
Yes. And then there's other people that had to do the other one.
God.
Yeah. Can you? I mean, I thought instantly I would wear a dress, you know, because all these guys, these are just guys, kids walking.
I love how that's a good thing that stuck out for you. You're like, and then they pooped themselves.
Yeah. Go watch that one if you're looking for something to watch. And yeah, get past The Voice on the Dead of Winter. I mean, those two movies were so, like, A Dead of Winter was so damn sad. Oh. It was so sad. I can't ruin it for you, too. Are you going to watch it? Because I'll ruin it
right
now. Yeah,
I'll watch it because okay. I thought it was a horror movie.
It's both. It's everything.
Because Peter was like, I recorded this for you because it's a horror movie, but I there was nothing else on.
Yeah.
So he watched. And then he came back with his, you know, review. And he was like, the accent was terrible. I didn't like it. And I was like, okay.
Similar to those casserole reviews, isn't
it? Yeah, exactly. Not as bad as I thought. Oh, well, that is a glowing review from the James Beard panel.
Yeah, yes. All right. We're going to roll out of here. Don't forget those Lancer tickets. Those tickets are at bigpartyshow.com. And gosh, I lost it, but they are taking on, they're having a good time. So go watch them. It's not in front of me right now, damn it.
Well, it's first responders is one of the days.
Yes. And the other,
is it Manitoba? Maybe I'm just.
Go to bigpartyshow.com if you want to do something this weekend. We always have something there for you. It's actually Muskegon.
Muskegon. See, I was like, Muskegon. There was an M.
Muskegon. They're playing them Saturday and Sunday. Hockey Fights Cancer Night, sponsored by Methodist Hospital on Saturday. And then Sunday, same deal. But this is First Responders Night. So, yeah, there's a whole lot to celebrate. Go watch some hockey if you got the hockey fever after those USA gold wins. So we'll see you guys Wednesday. Have a safe day and do yourself good.